Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Probably one of the most authentic comics that you would see. He's the modern day, I'm just trying to think of the classics, but this is it, ladies and gents. This man is paving a way for himself, not only locally, but globally in terms of the comedy scene. Authenticity in his comedy shows is Robbie Collins is with us.
Hello. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
We see you everywhere. I mean, I literally mean in a nice way. You know, like when you're going to buy to watch something and you're gonna see a big comedy act, and then they go, ladies and gents, to kind of light the stage up before said person, it's Robbie Collins. You're like, yes!
And not only do we see him everywhere because of his comedy, but because he's so tall. you literally stand out.
Oh, thank you.
Robbie, it's liquor to have you in Cape Town.
Thank you for having me.
You are probably one of the best exports out of Durban. By a long shot.
Oh, wow. Isn't it Penny Hanks? She won gold in like 96.
Penny, absolutely. But in terms of being the kind of it person in comedy at the moment, I think you've really embarked on a career that's been, and I take it it's not an easy, you make it look really easy telling stories, but having carve your path out in a very, very competitive line of work you've chosen, right?
Right.
We know that there's a lot of good young comics coming through.
Oh.
To do what you do and to kind of consistently do it takes a real skill. And you've definitely found that from a young age, you know, that you know what your craft is and you know how to hone that craft.
Right. I think what's my 16th year of comedy.
Yeah.
But there's also been so much failure.
Sure.
Like people only hear about you when things start going well.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of nights when you're in a comedy club by yourself and you're like, I need to write up a CV tomorrow.
It's not working out.
This is awful. Because it's one of those. It's like if people don't know you and they don't come out, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
So every comedian, those good 2-3 years up front, it's like, Mom, I need transport. I need to get to this gig. So you need to believe in yourself, but you also need a lot of people around you that are supporting the dream.
Got you.
So, yeah, I'm grateful to have a family that supported it.
Yeah. Sure. Then you look at it, and you can't help but think of the classic stereotypes that Eminem and 8 Mile kind of, when you get that opportunity, that one gap, that one shot.
One shot.
So many people can't do that when they get that one shot, right? They've worked their life to get that one shot, to get that one opportunity, and they go sometimes and blow it all there and then. And it's not a true reflection of maybe of who they are and what they, what they bring to the craft. You have taken those opportunities and you've just made them yours. You've just kind of taken them.
Thank you.
It's not an easy thing to do, because when the chance comes,
right,
the pressure comes with a chance.
Because right.
Here's your window. And going back to your first opportunity to have that gap, that chance to where someone's gone, hey, listen, Robbie, here's an opportunity. We're bringing this show, we're doing this. We need you to, we need you to be involved with it. Do you remember your first big shot?
I didn't even know it was a big shot. I was still living in Durban, and I used to take a bus to Johannesburg every month. And one random Tuesday night, I'm in a comedy club. A couple of people know me. And I'm just like gigging to 20 people, and in walks Trevor Noah at the back.
Hi.
This is just before Trevor Noah did Daywalker and blew up.
Yeah.
And he saw it and he was like, cool. And then I got a call 2 days later. It was from him. I don't know how he got my number. And he was like, yo, I'm going to go on tour. I'm doing the show Daywalker. Come open for me.
What?
So I didn't even know it was an opportunity. I just thought, okay, I'm going to a gig on a random Tuesday.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. Like when that relationship that I have with Trevor has shown me the country by going on tour and just like shown the world possibilities. And yeah, I got to open for one of my idols when Dave Chappelle was here.
Wow.
Trevor was like, use this guy. So it's one of those, like, that's the thing, like, you can set yourself up for opportunity, but I've realized, especially in this business, or in life in general, you just got to stay ready.
Yeah.
Because with things like social media and stuff like that, you don't know who's going to take your video, where it lands up. Like you, somebody else can help you with your destiny. You just got to be present to the moment.
Listen to that. I mean, that is so wise.
Yeah, you know? Pearls of wisdom.
Because a lot of people.
It took me long to be like that. I wasn't like this.
Failure was
during lockdown. I learned meditation. Wow. If you spoke to me in 2019, I'd have said something else.
Listen, your specials coming to Cape Town, Come As You Are. When I think of that, I think of the classic Nirvana song, but there's so much in those that, words, yeah. Come As You Are. And it's coming to, in Cape Town. Tell us a little bit about the special.
So I've been back and forth to New York and around other parts of Africa. Africa in general, I think comedy is becoming really good, especially East Africa. The scenes are amazing, but South Africa still has the best scene. Especially Cape Town. Cape Town has a beautiful comedy scene. And I've just been writing it around the world in New York. So the show's very universal. Mm. And where it comes from, Come As You Are, you know, yes, there's cultural differences, but as human beings, we're pretty much the same.
Sure.
And writing the show around the world actually has shown me that whoever you are, if you're just true to yourself, somebody's going to resonate with it.
Yeah.
So the show's very local and it's very international. And I think it's just, if you want to have a good time and laugh at each other, with each other, I think South Africans, we need a laugh. Yeah. we need a laugh in general. And I think it's one of those comedy shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie, how hard is it to, and I think, you know, I think about global audiences, and I've just got back literally last night late from the States, and I look at the comedy that they love to a degree, and there's this vast spectrum of comedy in America. I mean, there's comedians that are South Africans you've never heard of, but Americans know them, and they're like household names. How hard is it to deliver comedy in America? I mean, is it, how are the audiences to the comedy that we as South Africans offer the world?
Well, I think a big thing is our accents. Okay. Nobody knows where we're from. it's a confusing one. So when they hear Africa, they're like, abo, 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 and you're like, yo, we don't speak. Because they have that stereotypical ignorant way of thinking of Africa. So it's that stereotype. But then the other thing is, nobody knows our politics.
Sure.
We all know their politics.
Yeah.
So you can write to them. And then it's a small thing. It's shopping trolley, shopping cart.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like small things that you have to just change. But otherwise, I think we had a better place because as South Africans, we grew up off American and British culture.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we're more worldly, I think, when it comes to American comedians. Because they struggle, actually, when they come here because...
Yeah.
They have an idea of what Africa is.
Sure.
And then you realize, no, we've got Starbucks.
Robbie, what is the rest of the year? I mean, there's never ever a quiet time for comedians, and there's never ever a quiet time when you're on an international scene and where people want you back in New York, they want you your show to go to Australia. Everyone goes, well, if you go... what does the rest of the year look like for you?
Oh, so it's finishing up this tour. We've been everywhere, and then I've got Johannesburg after this, and then Durban. But it's also TV. Got a new show coming out on E! Entertainment.
Nice.
Yes, it's hashtag dating no filter.
Mm.
So it's going to be fun. It's with Jason Goliath and a couple other comedians.
Oh, it's going to be great.
So yeah, it's just enjoying the moment, you know. And then there's a couple of things, but I don't want to jinx them yet.
No,
quiet.
Do you ever get a time off? Do you enjoy it? Where do you go if you could go anywhere for a holiday? Right.
Yes.
Where does Robbie Collins go?
I'd love to do South America.
Oh, okay.
South America or Ghana. I've heard beautiful things about Ghana.
Stunning.
But yeah, anywhere where our currency is good.
Or you're at least being paid in whatever currency you're using.
Right. That, I'm sure you saw that in the States. Like, there's a lot of calculating in your head before you pay for anything.
Listen, I didn't do that much math since matric. I was thinking, everything's a calculation when you're in America and you're earning rands.
Yeah.
Robbie, it's lekker to have you in studio with us. You've been around for 16 years in the comedy circuit. It feels like yesterday. You really are a breath of fresh air on the comedy scene, and we love what you give us whenever you give it to us. Can't wait for that new show that's out. Importantly, ladies and gents, Come As You Are is your golden opportunity to see Robbie Collins in action before he disappears into the world of Joburg, Durban, and the rest of the world.
Tell me what you like. Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.